Khaled, who is Dame? I think Khaled knows more than he's letting on.
Yeah,
we don't even know those people, right?
No, he knows Dame. We don't know Dame. We got problems.
But he knows if they don't want him to do it, he's going to do it.
We just got to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
They're not,
Maybe they're the ones we shooting out the sky.
Whoever they are, they're not here at the 305 Fest.
They're not here, right?
They're not here.
I don't
here.
See any of them.
They're not here.
Gentlemen.
They might be here. If they over there.
Now, we got beautiful people out here. The weather is nice. Everybody's having a positive energy.
Sound like Tom Brokaw right now.
This is my naturalism.
Walter Cronkite.
This is my naturalism.
What a vibe, though, huh?
It's a beautiful day today. It's a really good Miami day, right? Perfect 305 day.
Facts.
Perfect 305 day.
Welcome to 305 Radio, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Shit. It's always good to see you, family. And shit, for those that don't know, DJ EFN, mixtape king of Miami.
Miami mixtape king.
At one point.
Collectible toy.
Collectible toy.
Oh, Lord. I was so happy when
man.
I heard that.
Like,
and I
what
saw
the
him.
Fuck is that, man?
Yo,
congrats.
And Drink Champs, number one hip hop podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Salute.
And then we're here at 305 Fest.
Yep, we're here.
E, what is going on with you, bro? How's everything?
Everything's great, bro. I mean, I'm just happy we're here still doing what we've been doing for 30 years.
Word.
Like, it's a blessing. Something that we started as teenage kids graduating Sunset Senior High in Kendall.
Ooh.
Sunset Night.
Shout out to Sunset.
Let's not shout out
black
Sunset.
And yellow, but, black and yellow.
No, no, no. It is what it is.
In the hip-hop way.
I was happy.
In
the
hip-hop way.
I mean, look, it cultivated the crew that became Crazy Hood.
Word.
You know, and our mission statement in 1993 was, let's just put on for the city. And I'm just happy that 30 years later, I think we've been able to do that.
Bro, absolutely have, bro. Shit, is that I wish I could hand you the box of flowers you give to artists,
thank you,
bro.
Though. Thank you.
Because,
thank you.
Dude, like, I can't figure out how you guys stayed so congealed. You know what I'm saying? Because every type of crew that tried to do something kind of fell apart.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you think? What is the secret behind Crazy Hood staying?
I'll give you one ingredient. I don't know the full secret. Even though he's my brother for 30 years, he don't even tell me. But we've been here. But it starts with polite persistence.
That's what I always, I mean, but that's
that's the ingredient.
That's
ahead,
an ingredient to the business that I think people should have trying to come up. But I think for us is that CHP as a crew learned early on that idea and that dream of we're going to go platinum, we're going to be popping bottles, we're going to have mansions. We found out quick that was not going to happen.
That was in 94.
Not really quickly anyway, right?
So people in the crew quickly realized, well, you know what? I'm going to go back to school.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do that. But what the difference between us and other crews is that they still didn't lose hope in the brand and the crew. And they were like, I'm going to go do this, but I'm still going to support this.
Got it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
we'll go get something to bring to the table.
So while EFN is still doing just this, I got the support system. While Garcia is doing this, we got the support system.
Got it.
While the Alliance, you know, so that's what the difference was between us is that we learned early on, bro, like that dream of supporting 20 motherfuckers. You know,
it's a dream.
Going platinum off rip. And even going platinum off rip, you're not supporting 20 people.
Facts.
Life, you know,
Absolutely.
We learned that early on, man. And we were always giving back to each other. Like everything that we did positive, like every like benchmark, like the Alliance album got finished.
Yeah.
We gave each other plaques.
Word.
We paid for our own plaques and gave it to each other.
But we didn't tell nobody we paid for it till later.
No,
like,
no,
everybody
no.
just saw
no,
the celebration.
Bro, you knew that we paid for it. They weren't.
We
it
shout
wasn't
out. We shout
it didn't
out.
Just come out of nowhere,
we shout
right?
out, yeah.
But the thing is that we were celebrating completion. We were celebrating the struggle.
Yeah.
And Garcia finished the album, you get a plaque.
An
we all get plaques. So, and that kept, the thing is that it was all about morale. We kept the crew's morale up. Like, oh shit, we did this. We finished
everybody's
this.
Everybody's ego's up.
So our awesome. And it's everybody's included. It's not excluded. Oh, you don't get a plaque. You're
you
not Garcia.
Right.
You're not the producer. You don't get a plaque. No, everybody is
everybody.
Everybody's a supportive one. Role. And that kept the morale and that kept everybody joint at Crazy Hood. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You should write a motivation book, a book of leadership.
Bro, what I told him the other day.
A leadership book, nah, for real.
I was clowning. I told him the other day on our group chat that we've had for 30 years.
All right, group chat
I told
is
him, yo, I'm going to start screenshotting his words and just post them shit.
No, but not in
start
the
tweeting
group
them,
chat
though.
We're saying nonsense.
From the words
we
of
will
the
get event. Canceled off our group chat.
We make fun of ourselves, but he speaks very eloquently at times.
In the group
he
chat?
He likes to call hashtag.
Not in the group chat.
He likes to call hashtag brainwater today. So we rep.
Oh yeah, we get that.
Thank you.
I love those brain farts, and that's he posts every. I didn't know those were more consistent, but you post random ones on social media every now.
Yeah,
and then.
Yeah, on Twitter mostly. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very in depth.
Thank you. But they're literally farts. I don't know if I even believe it.
Philosophical farts.
It's just philosophy, like, hey, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Then you're over it quick.
Right.
Done.
Beautiful.
Gentlemen, so we have this domino set. We're playing dominoes.
Okay.
Right? Every guest has to drop one piece.
Oh, hard. Okay.
All right.
This one's mine.
But I see your pieces. I won.
It doesn't matter. Because
at
this point, it's just to be the only ones that are a mystery.
And
those.
It's your turn. Okay.
Right?
And that's my partner. That's my partner. No. Oh, no, he's not my partner.
No, we're every man for themselves in this game.
Oh, no. Who's your partner? Kamikaze Domino. All right.
I'm going to set up.
Well, it's almost locked.
What do you call
unless you have six, it's locked.
It's my turn.
Whose turn
is
it?
I mean,
you should know the.
It's your turn, cause
Okay, go. Okay, you got the most features, baby.
Is this like chess where you can like say something?
No,
and
it's
go
like
backwards?
Dominoes, bro.
All right.
It's not like chess.
Let me tell you something. I never made a more important domino move than I am right now, and I'm gonna do it right now, son. 305 day. We're gonna keep it live.
Hey guys, he's
magazine.
Colombian. I just wanna say, I don't know how much
magazine,
they play dominoes.
Crazy Hood 30, Hip Hop 50. This is my move right here.
Yo, you guys play dominoes in Barranquilla?
Ready.
You knocking, baby?
Damn, yo.
Y'all set me up. We were supposed to sit over there.
I already know it's locked. I can see it.
Nah. It's not locked.
I mean, wait, no, we're playing double nines, right?
No, double six.
It's a double six.
Oh, how is it not locked?
It's not locked.
I tell you,
because you.
No, I know it's not locked. I'm just saying. Besides me, everybody's knocking.
No.
Then it's not double six.
Go ahead, play.
Play it.
No,
come
it's
on,
your
E.
turn next.
No,
it's
we're going
your
this
turn.
Way.
We're going this way.
Oh my goodness.
They're not even playing real dominoes. Backwards. This is just.
No, but I'm competitive.
I mean, big time. I can tell.
I do too.
At this point, I'm afraid to even drop my own pieces.
We gonna play a real game later. E.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for real.
We used to play for money at Crazy Hood offices.
Dominoes, motherfuckers.
See?
Yeah, this is not double six.
So for the record,
yes,
I won.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Great.
I win.
No,
you've been waiting for any guests.
You guys have a messed up dominoes. I think this is double nine with missing features, bro.
This is a 305 magazine domino setup.
These are 305. These are 305 features.
They done took over this. They sat us down and gave us one move, and we're losers.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven. There's seven there now.
How is that double six?
And not knocked.
That was a super setup.
Listen, hey, so how 305 Magazine's doing? How 305 Mag doing? How y'all doing?
We good, man. So we doing 305 Radio, the podcast.
Okay.
We're on 20 outlets that through aggregation, right?
Syndication type?
Yeah, no, well, you submit it to one and they aggregate it to everyone else, right?
Dope.
But I've been able to sign up and get it listed on other, like Pandora and whatnot. So we're moving. Our numbers, the more people we get, you already know, the more movement you get, the more traction, the more views, the more listens. In our case, it's listens. So we're trying to pivot into, after doing events like this, pivot into some kind of video, some kind of visual. You know what I mean? And bro, I'm just trying to be like you, bro. I mean,
be like yourself,
wait,
cause you're
no. I want to get to your
everybody
success,
that says
bro.
That. Everybody says that. I said, yo, to be like EFN, the first thing you gotta do is join CrossFit.
But be
Pablo,
fat.
Listen.
Be
squat,
join
squat.
CrossFit and stay
bro,
fat.
I don't know how you did that. You just went super flacco, and then.
You know what? I had kids.
Oh, you
I had two kids.
Word.
Yeah, I have a toddler.
You had them?
Well, my girl had them, but I kind of had them too.
Why did everybody say that?
I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
And the sleepless nights and drink champs and.
Gotcha.
Then you just say, fuck it, I'm going to eat that pizza, baby. Hey, I deserve that
awesome.
Shit.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
But I still go to the gym and I still fucking do 20 million burpees.
And my brother don't eat meat.
Fuck.
No, I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat. And I'm a pescatarian 15 years in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, what's I'm a weird.
He eats at home, right?
Oh, no, I don't care. No, well, salmon's my favorite. But even that, I think is dirty.
Rich is here. We got to bring Rich up.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Rich is with wifey. Uh-oh. We in trouble now.
Pórtense bien.
He brought the clan with him. He brought the clan with him.
Yo.
Yo, so you're going to have to share a mic.
No, he's not coming up here. He's like,
No. Okay.
No, bro. What are you? Out of everybody, you're like, Rich has to come up here.
I'm saying, Rich is my.
What are you gonna do? Sit Rich on your lap and be like, tell us a story, Rich.
Anyway, for those not here and hearing this, shout out to Rich LLC. He's the homie. He's the brother. We go back forever in the day. And shout out to 305 Day. We still here bringing us.
Five kids or six kids?
Yeah,
10 kids. What do you got? 10? What do you got? How many kids?
Five.
You got the whole
clan with him, son.
Yeah. Man, look at all the kids, bro. I haven't seen them in a while, too.
Facts.
Holy shit. This is like a moment.
This is a real moment.
This is a real moment.
Is there anyone else that you guys are hoping to see here at 305 Fest?
Yeah,
or
I
want to
see Laz. I heard he was coming.
I think he's at the other spot.
Laz, get your ass over here at 305 at Oasis and Wynwood. We need you over here, yo.
I don't think it's via satellite.
He's going to hear it regardless, though. He know we call him for him.
I'm repping him right here on the shirt.
He know we call him for him.
First one on the shirt.
And we all 305. It don't matter where you at. 305. Nobody's hating on nobody. Wait. I wanted to say something. I want you guys to come to Drink Champs headquarters. And let's do you guys be our guests, like Grumpy OGs.
Yeah, I'm down.
Are y'all familiar with Grumpy OGs?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, we are. Congratulations.
Eddie the ass eater right there.
I'm telling you, be guests on Grumpy OGs.
You guys really made him stick to that one, huh?
Yo, let me tell you, they don't know how good they are. They're really good.
You guys won't let that one down for him ever.
Yo.
Yo, you guys.
They're really good. I tell them all the time.
Yo, it is awesome.
We need yellow. Eh? No, they
gotta get on.
Yo, I'm down to get on. Hell yeah.
I can't hear shit.
You don't need to hear. I'm telling them they gotta go and do Grumpy OG.
Let me know.
We're saying how great you guys. You guys are awesome at what you do.
We record every Monday.
I appreciate that. We just talking shit.
That's authentic.
I told them they're so fucking natural at talking shit. No, no, they are because
they're really good at it, right?
No, because that's what we do in Crazy Hood, and they do it the best.
Talk shit. Make up stories, some of them.
Put people on the spot.
I gotta tell them this. Oh, yeah, it's 2023.
Yeah,
that shit, Tadevinga.
You gotta be careful. If you want this shit to last.
I
love it.
Yo, what's the most bugged out, part of the whole Drink Champs experience that you're like, I didn't expect it to be like this?
Bro, I mean, so you know we were doing the Coming Home series where we traveled the world, you know what I'm saying? And after Drink Champ started and I kept doing the series, to be recognized in other countries was like odd to me, like weird, you know? Like I'm walking in South Africa in an area, like let's say it's kind of like Wynwood, right?
Yeah.
And people are screaming, Drink Champs! Yeah, man! And I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit is,
you know,
dope.
We were in Colombia in the hood, like, I don't know what, we were in some fucked up hood in Colombia, right? In Bogota, but like some place that nobody goes to, right? With the crew was called Crack Family, right? Super cool. Like they were like Wu-Tang Clan in that area, right? And we're walking through and they're like, yo, Drink Champs!
Yeah, no, that's kind of.
And the respect and the love for Drink Champs and for me. And you know, just walking through airports and seeing different kinds of people.
That's amazing.
Show love, like, it's been pretty cool, man. And everybody's been, for the most part, not even for the most part, across the board, it's always been love.
Dope.
You know, online, social media be different. You know, you got them weird haters.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In person, always been love. Always been love.
I wouldn't expect less.
Always been love.
That is amazing, bro.
That's been cool, man.
Tell us about this new toy.
You have action figures.
Yeah, so we partnered up with this company called Hip Hop Toys.
Hip Hop Toys got Sean Price. Sean Price.
I think Slick Rick.
Oh, yeah?
I think, Snoop Dogg.
They've done a bunch of different big artists. And we've been working on this for like a year to finalize it. Finally got it done. It's coming out. The first set that comes out, though, it's kind of expensive, but I tell my people it's handmade, the first sets.
That's a pitch. He took about 2 weeks to come up with that pitch. and he said it's handmade to look like me. I said, I'm in.
How would I come up with that pitch, bro? They told me. I said, listen, it's gonna look like me. I was like, my Paul's not buying this, bro, for $150, bro.
Facts.
They're like, but you gotta understand, we make a hand. We buy my hand, bro. You know?
And then they threw the disclaimer. It's only 100 of them.
Oh, yeah, the first, I mean, collectors, the first ones are limited. There's another series coming out that are going to be manufacturally made. It gets cheaper. And then there's like a third series coming out that's cheaper.
Oh, man. So you got to get in on the first.
The first one's handmade completely. It's limited.
Damn. Yeah. That's collector's item
there's
status.
There's enough for you. There's enough for you.
And I was going to say, that list already closed. That waiting list?
I don't know. And it's the first time that they make two figures in one. Like one
in
thing.
One.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I was on their site. They had Charlie Tuna. They had a Big Pun.
They had Sean Price.
They had not MF Doom. Master Ace, and they had what's the other guy? Cool Keith.
I thought Slick Rick too. I thought I saw Slick Rick.
Dope.
Shit.
Dope.
So hip hop. Shout out to Hip Hop Toys. That is dope, man. Damn. So you're your own toy now, bro. That's fucking
dope.
Hey,
man, let's go. Well, you know, it's funny that as I've gotten older, I've gotten more into toy collecting.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
Well, because you appreciate the actual value.
Now, you know what I've realized, man? When you're a kid growing up and of little means and you wish you had all these different things, once you have a little bit of bread, it's weird, that nostalgia, and you're like, I just want to buy it and have it. And to display it,
yeah,
like these Star Wars and G.I. Joes that I could have never had when I was a kid.
Now you got them?
I don't play with them. But I got them, and you know, I'm into like going to some of the conventions.
Yeah. What do you collect the most?
I mean, I'm into strictly like what I was into when I was a kid. Star Wars, Transformers, and G.I. Joes.
Have you seen the Optimus Prime?
Yes. I got it.
Ah,
look,
dope.
So I'm going to tell you.
Show off, yeah.
No. And I can't say it yet, but I'm talking to the company that made it,
uh-huh,
that collabs with Hasbro, but the robot company.
Uh-huh. They're going to make Eric into a fence.
Transformer.
They're not making a turntable. No, they're going to make him into a turntable,
and
they're going to come out EFN.
Exclusive, without telling you what it is, I'm working on something with them to try to make something cool. Not EFN, but the something cool.
The old school Crazy Hood car that was wrapped.
No, nothing EFN, nothing Crazy Hood.
Ha, ha.
Something with what they do, but I wanted like some hip hop shit in
it,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's just cool, man. And what's funny is that super I've been talking to different people in the community, like hip hop and toy community, that supposedly the toy communities were late to the idea that older hip hop heads and older people were into like this toy collection thing. And so now they're trying to integrate hip hop heads and toys. So Hasbro even sent me a box the other day, and like I'm getting like communications. They're trying to hire like people to be at the toy conventions and shit.
Yo, so, I need a 2XL.
Shady.
You got a 2XL.
Shady. You gotta come back anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, it's super cool, man.
Damn, yo, I can't fucking believe that, dude.
Yeah.
So you're giving us the exclusive, but not the exclusive that you're going to make a robot.
No.
NDAs, you know.
I'm in conversations with them, so it's not even a real thing yet. I'm just giving the exclusive that I'm trying to
talk about these people. It's already real.
Well, that's my thing. Dope. That's my thing about life. Because look, would you have ever thought some kids from Kendall in 1993 would be a part of a global show that everybody, like I will go around the world and would know? No. So anything you could think could be a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to hit up this fucking robot company and be like, yo, my mans.
Do you know who
idea.
I am?
Let's do this. I had a meeting with them, and they're like, I like your idea.
Oh, my God.
I need a Transformer mixtape and turn it to
Hey, you're saying too much. That is very close to what it is. That is very close.
Exclusive.
So let's leave it at that. Stay away from that.
Yeah.
But so going back, so you have an Optimus Prime.
I bought one, yeah.
So what's your grail? Like your holy grail, the one piece that is the one piece in your collection.
Like your favorite collection.
The number one in your collection.
It would have to be that now. That transforming Optimus Prime is the one.
Yeah, I should have started.
Well, if you're going to talk about my whole collection.
I started
with one thing before I even thought I was going to collect anything. Is that I have a piece of back in the days in Disney. I don't even know why it was in Disney, because Star Wars wasn't even down with Disney at the time.
Really.
But I have a piece of the film, original film, of the original films they sent out to movie theaters of the Star Wars movies. I have a piece of it.
Whoa.
Still in its glass case.
That is dope.
Says that it, you know, has its numbers.
Authentic and everything.
Authentic, yeah, from like the 90s.
And that's the first piece that you acquired
from,
to start
from
your
the
collection?
First Star Wars. It's a piece from the first Star Wars movie.
The first movie that I released.
Yeah, it's just they sold it at that time in the 90s.
Wow.
So when I got that, you know, I bought that. I'm like, oh, whatever, it's cool. But later on, I'm like, this is fucking dope.
Yeah.
And then when I started collecting, I'm like, this is amazing. I am a collector.
It's true.
It's taking over your house. You have it everywhere. You have a special room for it.
I have my office. And then my son has gotten, more than my daughter has gotten into it. Like, I'm a big Boba Fett fan.
Oh, nice.
So my son is like, he sees Boba Fett. He's like, daddy, Boba Fett, daddy. Oh,
nice.
Fett. Yeah, I was like, I am Boba Fett. I am the ultimate bounty hunter. Star Trek?
No.
what is it?
You know he doesn't know.
Star Wars.
No.
Star Are you Wars. A Klingon?
So it, did you like the Boba Fett series?
It was cool. It was a little weird to see homie outside of his whole thing.
Yeah.
I like Mandalorian better.
Yeah. Fact.
But I'm not mad that they did it. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was good. It just wasn't like.
It was just weird to see dude like not being. He was not cool.
Yeah.
It was like, a different side.
You know what? It was real though. It was like when you get old, that's an old Mandalorian, like an old Boba Fett. That's how you're gonna act.
Oh man.
I'm old. I'm soft. I'm gonna be nice to people now. Like fuck, Boba. All right, cool. I'm gonna be like that too. Cause me back in the day is crazy. We were a little bit more thugged out.
I mean, hence the name, right?
Right.
Crazy
Speaking
hood.
Of names and oldies, what's up with the grumpy OGs?
Hey, the grumpies, they're doing a great job. Shout out to Heckler.
Heckler.
Shout out to
Eddie,
the ass eater.
Why you got just X out the
right,
ass eater?
I mean, why you gotta Eddie call Giggs. Him an ass eater though? Man.
I mean, to keep the brand official, but he's Eddie Giggs to us. We love Eddie. Shout out to Heckler. You know, he's my partner from the All Out rap group that we did 20
Alliance,
years ago.
Yeah. Who's
but
crazy.
Heckler and Eddie has combined a beautiful thing called Grumpy OGs. And it's to show that we ain't scared to be who we are in today's time. Like, we don't need a makeup artist or a stylist. You know what I'm saying? We older men in hip-hop. We older men in the culture. The world is turning. And we Grumpy OGs at this point. You know, so we have a perspective where we want to speak on. And salute. Thank you, Daniela. That's my daughter, though. She's beautiful.
That's my goddaughter.
She brought me a Wynwood Jack, nigga.
Hey.
That's how you do it.
Salute.
Yeah. Salute, salute, salute.
So, Grumpy's is doing their thing. They just had, what's his name? I'm high. I don't remember his
You're
fucking name.
You're literally high right now?
Yeah. I don't remember his fucking name, but the guest was dope. You know what I mean? The next guest is going to be dope.
Oh, no. Gunplay was there.
Gunplay. Yeah. Gunplay and.
And.
No, Gunplay and fuck.
What were we talking about again?
The DJ, not Super Cindy. Love to Super Cindy. Shout out to Gunplay and.
All right, never mind, bro.
Damn, dog.
Keep it moving.
What about the other players? We got Garcia.
Garcia, he was filming his first feature film in Arkansas.
Okay.
And it was dope because I got a small part in it, which of course I was gonna do. And I got to film on the first day of the shoot in Arkansas. And it's just dope to see my brother doing that. Like, that's what's dope. Like, we're all trying to keep each other busy. Whether you're directly involved or indirectly involved, that's the crazy hood way. Like, the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the crazy hood way. Like, we try to keep each other involved. And it's up to the individual to decide if they want to be involved or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. It, shout out to Garcia, man, because from
my man,
he's
Garcia.
Done it all.
Yeah.
He's done it all, man. And to see that he's spoken about doing a feature film for so long, and then to see that it's finally come to fruition.
Absolutely
amazing. Shout out to him, bro.
He works harder than the closest person to him as working hard is EFN. He emulated the big brother role. He took in the whole crazy hood ambiance, like everything we put in, the work ethic. And Garcia's out there, bro. He's the first one to bring. He's the first one from Kendall, Miami, to bring a Moon Man home.
Yeah, facts.
And he's not. And he wasn't rapping.
And I'm the first one to bring a BET award back.
Let him
too,
know.
Baby.
Let him know,
baby.
Crazy Hood.
Crazy Hood's the first dude to bring
years.
That two things back, baby.
Garcia, yo, bro. Said Miami. Okay. I was like,
what?
Yes.
I think everybody lost.
I think everyone lost it, bro. Like,
yes,
it was,
they did.
You know what? That's the equivalent of Biggie saying, "Brooklyn, we did it."
Yes,
that is equivalent.
Yes,
it's the
happen,
equivalent,
it
my
happen,
man.
Ian, I love that you,
I'm glad you said that,
know,
yo.
You
Hell
recognize,
yeah.
and you accept the responsibility that it takes to be on the platform that you are, to be able to be at the gates in reality. So thank you for your service to hip hop, to the community here in Miami. And with that being said, what words can you leave our audience with, especially on such a beautiful day like today, 305 day?
Shit, I say just dream big. Don't stop dreaming. Create your own lane. That's the most important thing, honestly. Create your own motherfucking lane. Don't emulate other people. You can take inspiration from other people, which we all have done, but make that into your own lane and be consistent. And that's it.
The wisest words you'll hear from 305 Fest.
Probably not.
Absolutely from 305 Fest.
Give them a few more hours.
I did drink champs earlier today, and I'm drinking still, so I'm one of those zipping.
Nice. Yo, when y'all air this, y'all got to put hashtag brain fart of the day.
Yes.
What's up with Boris?
What's up with Boris?
Beats in the hood.
Yo, Drain, so look, I'm a air Drain's business out there. So we
Drain's not here.
Tell me, because I see
there.
A lot of people missing from Crazy Hood. No. Where they at?
They're definitely not missing. Where they at? We're all together. So we work closely with Monster Energy. You know, Monster Energy was supporting and sponsored Mayday back in the days. They sponsor me. Now they sponsor Nori as well. And then Drain's over there. You know, he did photography with Drink Chain. He does photography.
Absolutely, yeah.
So now he's an official Monster photographer.
Look at that.
So he's in Rolling Loud in L.A.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I got to go, guys. I go, I understand.
Like, 305 day, I'll be in L.A.
But again, you see, those are the opportunities. That's how Crazy Hood works. It's like these opportunities come, and if you're ready for them, you take them. You know what I'm saying?
And you guys are here to represent. So.
Absolutely. If I'm not here, he's here. He's not here, I'm there. Like, that's the whole thing. We're all still here for each other.
What would you say is the biggest key to that kind of networking opportunity to the family vibe that you have with Crazy Hood? What's the key?
Damn, that's a tough one, man. I don't know that there's a key to it. I just think that if people see that you're genuine as a team, they will respect everybody equally in that team. But if they see that in your team there's like these sideways hustle people taking advantage, leechers, you know what I'm saying? If you yourself as the leader may not respect the next guy, these opportunities won't come across the board to everybody. But if the team is like a cohesive group that looks like they're supporting each other at the same time doing individual things without any hate, without any, you know, preconditions, then it's easy for those opportunities to be handed out, given out, or even taken by the next person, because it doesn't feel like it's like I'm going behind your back, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, bro, when Monster got Mayday, I was a part of that because I was managing them. Yes. And then when Drink Champs started popping, they came to me like, yo, we would love to sponsor you. And full discretion, through a homie of ours that went to Monster, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, there's a perfect opportunity for you to be involved with Monster. I'm like, I'm in.
Wow.
And then Drain's taking photography, and Drain's like, yo, I'm taking this more serious. Monster, can he hire him for some of these
events,
photography gigs locally?
Yeah.
Then he's locally doing photography, and then he makes his own network within the Monster organization, and he gets bigger opportunities.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to hate. Oh, you shouldn't talk to him without me.
Did you get a referral fee?
Yeah, no, and I don't need that, because we're all winning together.
Exactly.
Because you know what? When the time comes and it's needed for Voltron to unite, Voltron unites.
Facts.
Then we're here for the CHB 30.
You know what I'm saying?
CHB 35, CHB 40, blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings.
And we're so happy to see that, man.
So you're 30 right now?
CHB is 30 years old, bro.
You guys are an awesome example of what not just Miami should be, but worldwide should be.
That is dope.
It's crazy. Yeah. We are viejo.com.
Facts, bro. Yo, I remember high school and EFM mixtapes.
Bro, let me tell you guys something. This is actually something that any younger audience should hear. We were rolling around in 93, 94, 95, 96. We were storming the Source magazine in New York. We would drive up there and storm the fucking offices.
Crazy Hood invasion.
And they would be like, man, these young guys with so much energy. You guys are like a Latin Wu-Tang Clan. Never mind that Drain's Jamaican. He did not like that.
Yeah.
And Rich is Haitian. He did not like that.
But on the trip back, we called Drain Panama. Panama.
Yeah, we called him. No, nice. He had a Panamanian name that we gave him.
Juancho
Sabroso. Juancho Sabroso.
That was Drain.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
I love
so,
it.
He took it for about 8-9 years. He gave it up, but we
so
keep calling him.
The craziness for me is that we were always being identified as these young guys doing a lot. To fast forward and be now middle-aged men
doing
still doing is it's like mind-blowing to me, you know?
It really is, bro. It really is, man. And I just, I love it. You're an inspiration, and you motivate everyone around you, bro. So, bro, I don't know what else to expect but a crazy hood wrapped vehicle transforming.
You want us to bring
into
it back?
A robot. Into a robot.
Into a mixtape. And then you pay with the extra price, and it turns into the EFN.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, bro. It turns into the EFN?
Hell yeah.
The EFN.
He's like, yeah, yeah. That shit was dope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I usually get banned from these situations, so thank you for letting me sit down with y'all.
But man, I don't even know how you get banned. It's too much fun.
I don't ever understand either, yo.
Because he says weird shit.
Yo,
you know what his nickname on the Alliance is, right? His rap name?
Yo, I'm Weird Thoughts.
Weird
from
Thoughts.
The All.
I gave him that name. He never liked that name.
Wow.
Yeah, my name is Paul. Everybody can call me Paul. I'm Weird Thoughts from the All. We did it. Now we Drink Champ Sports, and we're moving on to Sports Champs.
Sports Champs.
Okay. That's what's up.
It's coming, y'all.
Toko, where can we find you on the gram?
You're going too fast. It's going to happen.
He's going too fast, but you're outing all my shit.
It's coming, and it's coming the right way, so it doesn't get ignored. You feel me?
But you have Sports Champs already on lock.
Yeah, he is Sports Champs.
Yes. Okay. Drink Champ Sports. We've been on the Shaq episode, the Amari Stoudemire episode, Brandon Marshall episode, Floyd Mayweather episode, Ron Artest episode, Baron Davis episode, Lamar Odom episode. Let's connect the dots and make
99.9%
I'm thinking that he's been in a lot of episodes.
Yeah, he's Sports Champs.
So we here.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That is dope as fuck.
And he's coached for all his kids. He played sports himself. Like, he is a sports guy.
He is sports.
Yeah, he is a sports guy.
I got to lose a couple pounds, and then we're going to get back to the game, Strug. You come
with
me.
He is never going to play professional sports, by the way.
But that's the best part of the story. You feel me? And we're going to discuss all that when everything is time.
When you get your episode.
Yeah.
My man, let's do this. I'm totally down, bro. Shit, so what do you guys got lined up for next?
That, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Sports.
You made me tired by asking you that.
No, man, but I'm saying, like, what you got
coming
today?
Today
we're just going to hang out here a little bit, and I'm going back to my critters. I got little kids going, Daddy, Daddy, where are you? They cry every time I leave.
Hey, but that's real
man.
Shit, though. You feel me?
No,
that's why we're older.
Hurts my soul.
We ain't got a lot. I just saw Udonis.
Yeah, Udonis is here,
right?
Yeah,
that's dope.
But as older men in this world, dog, we don't need the high bullshit. So 305 is dope. 305, we blessed to be here. We talking. But EFN do got to go home.
At some point.
No, that's,
not yet,
that's
not
the thing.
Yet.
You know, we older now, and that's where it comes where they say it's a young man's game or a young woman's game.
Yeah.
Y'all can stay out and play. I got to go and raise these babies. You know what I'm saying?
You got another mixtape coming out?
Mixtapes ain't the same, bro. Maybe I want to do another, either A, I'm going to do another, not an album, but an EP, or I'm going to add to the album, like a special edition.
Yeah.
And re-release it, because I think that it still deserves way more listens than it got.
Yeah, good
the
idea.
Album that I put out.
I agree.
You know.
Yo,
so.
Definitely, man. I can't wait to see what you guys drop next, because it's always.
I have unreleased shit from that album, like Kool G Rap verses, all kinds of like shit that I never.
Kool G Rap verses.
Yeah.
So you're bringing it all back?
Yo, so why
don't you release
it?
I don't know what I'm gonna
do. Why don't you do something? An EP.
Hey, kill me.
An EP.
I said that.
I mean, I'm saying, but why don't you put that out first?
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet.
Oh man. So what other verses you got?
I can't say.
Damn. Come on.
I don't even know why I said the Kool G rapper.
Damn.
But right. I got some vocals that I never released. Yeah, for sure.
That's dope, man.
So does that mean you rap?
No, not me.
You wanna rap?
I have rap.
Drop a verse.
I'll play you a verse.
Nah, just kick it.
I'll play you a verse. I got one in my phone right now because someone asked me the other day.
Oh.
I'm not going to spit a verse, but I will play you a verse.
I'm going to spit a verse.
I will play you a
come
verse.
Come on, E, you on the mic.
No, don't do that.
Yo, weird thoughts. Hit us with a weird thought.
No, every time he rapped, that's when I said, yo, I got a dip, and I leave the studio.
I battled.
I like him
you know
being,
Elohim? You know the homie Elohim?
Yeah.
Me and Elohim used to battle ferociously at the office. I mean ferociously, like we were mad.
No.
Yo, I've never heard
in my
that.
Mind, I won, but I'm sure he won.
See?
But he really raps.
These are Drink Champ stories
that's
that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah, no, I used to rap on my mixtapes in the intros.
He did.
Yeah, but I mean, like, like verse, a whole verse.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, 16 bars, 18 bars.
Yeah,
he'd drop it, he'd, and I would be like, hell no. Nah.
And in my mind,
I write my shit over
for 1.5 seconds. I was like, maybe I could drop an album. I was like, nah.
Nah, and I helped him. I was like, nah.
But someone told me, I remember one time in front of Cream, if anybody old school remembers Club Cream, yeah, I remember someone came up to me and said, yo, that verse you dropped on that beating us, yo, that shit was out the chain, you fan. No. I was like, I'm ready.
So where's the EFN tape coming out? I mean, the album.
Never. Never. God forbid it.
Nah, but we're blessed, and the innovation, the motivation, the inspiration is every day with us. You know what I'm saying? There's so many of us. Shout out to everybody in the crew. The conversation just keeps us motivated, and then the Drink Champs conversation just keep us motivated. And then hip-hop in general, with all the whole world is crazy right now. It's crazy, but at the same time, it's aligned into a different growth. And to be present, to be our age and present from where we came from, where we started, and where it's going, what is that? The broad look is phenomenal, son. Like right now, whoever decided for y'all to set up here and record is dope, because we can see everybody.
Yeah. From we got where the we're best looking seats at. In
shout
the
out
house.
To Derek.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, shout out Derek G, man.
I just saw him now inside also with Udonis.
With Udonis, yeah. Awesome.
So this whole view, the growth, and then hip hop will grow from us from here. You would take it, she would take it, I would take it, EFN would take it, 305, and that's what keeps us going, yo.
Yeah.
And just to add, like, one of the dopest things about doing Drink Champs is that every so often, and as often as I can, I'm throwing in those 305 nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying shit that nobody understands but a fucking Miami, you know?
Exactly.
Nobody drinking Mama Juana,
like,
McGee.
Nobody understands.
Para que respeten, ¿verdad?
I mean, just because it's just awesome to be able to do that for the crib, because that's really why we started. We started just to rep the crib.
Word.
So no matter what I do, that's the mission statement. Rep. We got to keep doing that, you know?
We're not going overboard on time, right? No, we'll talk forever. We'll be here forever.
Good. You'll talk forever.
Remember, he's got kids to go
I got
to.
Kids.
Me too.
So what time you guys plan on wrapping up tonight, huh?
Get what I hold on?
As soon as you tell us.
Yeah, I gotta go.
As soon as you say, put a fork in it.
I know Derek and them, they want me to say something on the stage, so I'll probably say something and then be out after that.
Yo, I mean, this is, so when you think 305 Fest and you see events like these, I know initially you said, yeah, it's where you're at, the whole nine. What do you think is the dopest part about this being an annual thing?
Well, I'll tell you this. This is where I see this going.
Okay.
By them doing this, I see this whole Wynwood area turning into a festival like Calle Ocho for 305.
Yes.
Because you have other things going on, other activations. So what's going to happen is they're all going to bleed into each other. And it's going to be like one big ginormous street fest that encompasses all of Wynwood. And that's where I see this going. And a big celebration of Miami from one street to the next street.
I believe that.
Of people, a sea of people, just like Calle Ocho.
Yeah, that's Calle Ocho used to be crazy like
that's
that.
That's why, so if you got this spot, then you already in, you know what I'm saying? Like you already, it's like if you got that stage in Calle Ocho, that one good stage, one good block, you in,
you're
you know
done.
What I'm saying?
You're done.
So that's where I see this going.
And I like the cars, too.
No, the cars is dope.
Have you seen the back windows?
No.
The back windows, cool this has a money counter.
A
triple beam,
one,
a scale?
A scale with blow on it.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
A hard phone,
that's
a
hard.
Square, a
that's
block hard. Phone.
How'd they drove that in here, though?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, that got a money counter on this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. This one does, yeah.
That's the block cell phone right there.
Yes.
I didn't even
see this board. This is dope. I'm glad we came out here.
And I think this is dope that you guys are doing. This is like a, like you said, this is a dope vantage point. Like, I feel like we in when what's those big parades that they do? Like
exactly. Like, we're at the Macy's Day Parade, everyone.
Yeah, like, and look at this float coming through. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what we've been doing. We're like crazy, huh?
Come talk to us. Come talk. Oh, my God. He's about to talk to us.
Most importantly, we're wearing shorts and T-shirts. So fuck
isn't
y'all.
The weather great today, fellas?
Yo, as soon as I saw y'all, I was like, they're going to get drinks. All right. We'll
no, but I hit you on Sojo. I'm like, I'm in.
I was like, yo, for sure.
I didn't know where the fuck you were at, but I'm in.
Yeah, that's why as soon as I saw you beelining, I was like, boom, I'm gonna run into him quick.
Yeah.
We appreciate you taking the time to come and sit
with
us.
Of course.
Shit, always love for the hood, bro.
This is what we doing all day long, you know?
Any traveling soon?
Well, we're, there's a lot of plans. The thing is, it changes all. There's supposedly a Drink Champs European tour happening.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm organizing that. I'm trying to do another Coming Home. We've done 6 up to now.
Can you tell us where?
We're trying to book Mongolia.
Well, fuck you, bro. Like, Utah, this guy. We trying to book Mongolia. You not trying to book shit.
Give me the fucking
you are
mic,
not
bro.
Booking anything.
That's what happened to me. That's why I never get invited.
This guy, give me the bro. Mic.
This guy's like TMZ, bro.
Well, for my exclusives, yeah. Now I know who I yeah. gotta go
Mongolia
to.
Mongolia is where I'm happy. I've been wanting to go to Mongolia for so long because I just feel like when we think of hip hop, like the thing with Coming Home is I want to go into areas that the average person, never mind Miami, because a lot of these places, we're going to places that we're all from, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the average person outside of Miami might not think of hip hop like in Peru and
in
Cuba and Colombia. They just don't, we know it's there, but Mongolia to me was like everybody doesn't.
Nobody does.
I have thought of Mongolia.
You know? So I've always said, I want to go to Mongolia. That's like the farthest place that I could go to, Siberia or Mongolia, you know? Yeah,
but are you already aware that there is a hip hop scene there, or you're kind of just going
so
to see
I am so aware that
up?
Hip hop is in every corner of the world and confident. No, when I already said it, my other homeboy who is, yeah, I know a homie, there's graffiti over there. I'm like, fuck, bro. Don't ruin it. I want it to be a surprise on camera. Like, wow, there's hip hop here.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
No,
you know?
No, I'm very confident that I know that hip hop is everywhere.
That's
and that's
for
what's
sure.
dope about what we do with the series is just showcasing that hip hop is the number one export of the United States, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. That
in
is
some way, shape, or form.
Cultural export. And what I would love for the masses to know, but you know, Coming Home is still an independent thing, so it's not reaching masses, is that we're influencing, hip hop is influencing the world, but we're losing our influence as a country, as the people that started hip hop. As yeah. I traveled, every country has told me that, like, you guys don't do hip hop anymore. You guys do business.
Yeah.
So, I love to go and showcase how much hip hop has influenced the world, but also to teach us here how valuable it is what we do and the influence that we could be having, but we're losing. And so, yeah, Mongolia is the one that I wanted. It's actually, I only wanted to do 6 independently, and I accomplished that wholeheartedly. I got distribution. I got distribution.
And very well executed.
Hey, shout out to Crazy Hill Film Academy.
I partnered up with LL Cool J at the end for the last one where he would help me distribute all 6 again with the latest one with being Africa, South Africa. Mm-hmm. So LL is kind of like my pseudo partner if I move forward, if I want to.
Yeah.
Like he's down for it, you know? He saw the vision immediately. I got on a, imagine, bro, a kid, 93, from Sunset getting on a Zoom call with LL. I was like, I see your vision, you fan. I'm like, my vision?
Me?
LL Cool J, what are you talking about?
That is insane, bro.
Really?
Like, that's awesome. That's almost surreal.
Yeah, that's so dope.
It's absolutely surreal, bro. It's absolutely surreal. And that's, you know, we can talk about these kind of things, but it's surreal, and I appreciate it. Uh-huh. I don't underappreciate it. So, yeah, so he's down for whatever. He's my partner right now, but he's my partner without, like, strings attached.
Yeah.
He's kinda like a silent part.
No, he's just like, fine. You want me involved? I'm in. You don't want me involved?
I'm not in.
Whatever.
Just do what you gotta do, because I see.
You know who else that I gotta give props to? And this is another surreal moment.
Who?
Ice-T. Before, which is crazy, because back in the day they had beef.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But Ice-T's on the phone with me. Yo, whatever you need, your friend, let me know. So I'm gonna connect you. I don't even know what I should say. He's like, I'm gonna connect you with my Hollywood guy, because you know he's deep
he's
in the
yeah.
I'm gonna connect you with my Hollywood guy. But he's Hollywood, so watch out. And he tells me, no, this is straight up, this is real shit.
Yo, that's so dope.
If you don't like what he's talking about, then fuck him.
I love it.
And no lie, his Hollywood guy's like, I like what you're doing, but can you have girls with big tits on it? I'm like, no! What are you talking about? Yeah, we need girls with big tits and like a celebrity, and then you go coming home. I'm like, what? The guy didn't sound like that. The guy sounded weirder than that.
But he doesn't. He's not known to do impersonations.
No, my impersonation was terrible. That guy sounded like a weird Italian guy. Yeah.
But that's just so left field. That he was just like, exactly what he said is exactly what
happened. He told me, if you don't like what he's talking about, then fuck him. He's like, but I like what you're doing, so I'm going to connect you
just
with him.
That
and that's my Hollywood guy.
Hell yeah.
So Ice-T, shout out to Ice-T. Yo, bro, Ice-T's
so
such
dope,
a G, bro.
So
Hollywood?
So dope.
Huh?
Hollywood?
What
you
do
taking
you mean?
The, everything to Hollywood?
No, I'm not going nowhere to Hollywood. I mean, that Hollywood? That was my Hollywood touch and it didn't work out. And Ice-T warned me.
Yo, but just to have Ice-T.
Bro, just to have him on my phone that I could call him or LL.
Amazing.
Or whoever, like not to flex. It's just saying to you, like, I pitch myself, like, yo, it's fucking amazing. Yeah. I tell my boys in our group chat all the time, like not on some flex shit, like, yo, look who, like, right now we're doing business with E-40.
Yes. Oh, shit. He's
I'm
legend.
Like, guys, we're just some kids from Sunset Senior High.
Absolutely.
You know, and that to me is what keeps us
not just
humble, you know what I'm saying?
As a fan of hip hop and a fan of this culture and everything we deal with, even with the social media world that's going on right now, Chuck D reposted one of my things. And I was like, yo, this nigga Chuck D reposted one of my things.
I
love it.
I didn't know that there's an app that you can frame tweets. Did you know there's an app for that?
Frame tweets?
There's an app for everything.
Yeah, yeah. You could literally go to this app and it'll frame a tweet for you, right? It'll send it to you in, in real.
Really?
And Chuck D shouted out Drink Champs, and Chuck D's one of my, like, Public Enemy's one of my.
Yeah, I remember.
And I fucking framed that shit immediately.
Well, we feel like that when you like our fucking pictures or fucking comment on our shit. So we understand.
So I have a framed tweet from Chuck D.
Yeah, that is amazing. I see it, and it's like, damn, that's just dope.
Yo, but it comes out dope quality.
What?
The frame and
everything?
Oh, fuck yeah. When you come to the office for the Grumpy OGs, I'll go and my office upstairs from the studio.
Okay.
I'll show you the frame.
That is wild, man.
Yeah, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Obviously, there's a lot more coming from all of you as individuals, collectively, and we're always excited. So anything that we can do on our end help with the movement, we're here for that as well.
Paul has a, you're not going to tell me about your underwear line?
It's coming soon. It's called Tight Waist. But listen, but shout out to Chris Rock. He had an episode
last night.
Yeah, Chris Rock was on Netflix last night doing his live stand-up.
It was a weird mention, but we got mentioned.
He was making a reference to Will Smith and all derogatory fashion.
Well, you guys are a household name.
Yo, it's crazy.
Hip-hop
we're in the
zeitgeist
now, bro. It's weird.
It's amazing.
It's weird.
He said Drink Champs called you a bitch. Like, the reference is dope.
No, he didn't say that though. He said everybody called you a bitch. The View called you a bitch.
Charlamagne called you a bitch.
And Drink Champs called you a bitch. And then I got text like, I didn't see it.
O sea, que si lo dijo Drink Champs?
Yo,
he said, and who do you hit? You hit me.
Dave Chappelle said that shit on SNL. That's wild, bro.
When did you guys call him a bitch?
Oh, in the SNL episode. No, we didn't call him a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Actually,
we did not call
him a bitch. Found out today where that came from. If there's any fact to it, on an episode with Tank, the R&B singer Tank, shout out to Tank. Fucking one of the coolest dudes in the world.
Tank had a classic episode.
He
got drunk in the motherfucker.
I can't 100% say I remember this, but people in the crew said that we talked about that thing that happened, and Tank said that was some bitch ass shit.
Oh, so that's
no, he did say that, but Drink Champs.
But the way that Chris Rock delivered that, it wasn't even about the slap. It was about
JT Money in the house.
Oh shit! It was about what happened with when Jada was interviewing him about cheating on him. That's what he was referring to. So I don't remember even talking about that.
That is fucked down.
Bring JT Money over here. That's M Dot. Shout out to M Dot. I see you, baby.
You gotta have JT over here.
Yo, if he
look, I got him on my shirt, man. I got Poison Clan on my
shirt. Can you tell me who you have on this shirt for our listeners that can't see?
You gotta straighten out, though, yo. You look a little crazy. You gotta straighten out.
Hold on, I'll read it. It's DJ Laz, Uncle Al, Two Life Crew, Disco Rig, Jam Pony Express, Gucci Crew 2, Poison Clan,
1985.
Shout out to Made in Dade.
Made in Dade. Dadeware.
I
see.
Yo, I thought he was going to come over here.
Yo, he was like, all right, you guys got to go now. JT Money about to go. I would have done the same thing.
He was coming to see you.
I was going
to
be like, yo.
That's still JT Money. Shout out to him.
Let me tell you, son. To me, that is Miami hip hop royalty.
Love to the big
that is hip hop royalty in general. Yeah. Like JT Money, crazy man.
Daniel, you don't have to answer, but you know the saying that is, never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Have you met your hip hop heroes?
50-50.
Yeah.
I've met some of the artists that I was like top of my list, like, yo, this is the best fucking person in the world. And when I met them, it was a letdown.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Yeah. I beg to differ.
On his experience?
I mean, how can he beg to differ?
On my own experience. Together. On our own experience together.
He doesn't agree with you.
How can he experience my experience, bro?
I don't, but
experience my experience.
I got to interject because that sounded, EFN sounded like he had a good moment that turned bad.
No, no, I didn't say that.
No, the question was, so they...
This guy's a fucking going bingo,
bro. Listen, so this is what it is.
I'll look at that JT Money, my bad. Yeah. Go.
You were distracted by JT Money? Pause.
So go ahead. So what was the question? Because my hero
is
Red Man.
We'll edit some of this out, guys.
My hero is Red Man. And when I met Red Man, he shook my hand. We did the episode of Drink 10. It was a beautiful fucking thing.
Yeah, okay, but what does that have to do with my answer?
It's my comparison.
Yo,
so this is
ridiculous.
Yeah, so you answered the question. That's pretty much it. If you met your, like, the saying is never meet your heroes.
Right.
And with, you've met a lot of your, I'm sure you've met a lot of your hip hop heroes.
Oh, so, I didn't hear EFN's hero though.
Who I didn't say it.
He didn't say it. That's, I know, okay, that's a sneaky way of asking.
No, but.
That was a sneaky way of asking.
I'll tell you something though. Why I don't think it's fair to even answer that properly is because you never know when another human being's having a good or bad day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I might be somebody's hero that comes up to me in an airport, and I've left the crib, and my kid was crying, and my girl was arguing, and I ran out the crib, and I'm pissed, and I just want to get on the plane, and maybe they came up to me, maybe they didn't get what they wanted out of me, and they're like, EFN's a dick.
You bad bunny his phone?
No, I'll never do that. There's basics to being cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I'm just saying, you just never know what people will perceive as as letting them down, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
so
right.
I give everybody leeway. Just there has been people that I just was like disappointed because if I'm going to put it on the Drink Champs level, there's something very basic that I look for in a human being, mm-hmm. to be able to have eye contact.
I agree, 100%.
Eye contact with the people that you are at the table with. If you cannot have good eye contact, then you lost me already.
Oh, man. So you know what's going to happen. Everyone listening to this is going to go back to Drink Champs. Is he looking at him? I don't know if he's...
You won't know because of the camera angle.
We'll all come to the same thing.
I think it's very disrespectful when someone cannot address everybody in the room or at the table. I love it when a guest addresses our entire room. But at the very least, make sure you address the table.
I agree.
You know? And there's people that don't have that decency. Word. I don't know how they were raised, but... Maybe that's the way they were raised.
Yeah, one of the first ones that did that, like, show super love and being in attendance was John Singleton. And shout out to John.
Yeah, rest in peace to him.
That's big.
Yeah, especially early on is where that mattered because I'm a behind-the-scenes guy from Miami. Yeah. Nori is Noriega.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who he is. So someone could sit down and easily just talk to Noriega.
Word.
And not talk to me. So that's, in the beginning, that's where I would notice that, like...
I was going
to
say, that doesn't happen now, right?
Stuff,
no, but it sometimes it still does. And sometimes they do it to Nori, too. Like, it's just sometimes people have bad manners. Yeah. They don't know how to talk to people. But I take it more personal when it's happening to me, you know?
Right.
And early on, it used to happen where, like, they're just like... And then, yo, I'm sorry. And, there's been times where I call people out.
It's a Tyler Binga.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's real.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a part of life, bro. It's real shit. Like, people just don't have bad manners, bro.
Yeah, man. And you have to... I'm big on... I'm going to look at you in the eye.
Yeah,
eyes,
bad manners. Like, and address everybody, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I love it when they address our camera people, the people on the side of the room.
Like, hey, what's up? How are
you?
Yeah,
they're like, yo, guys, boom, boom, boom.
Common,
like, you
decency.
Know? Yeah, it's common decency. And when you don't have that, you lost me because then I'm like... Then I lose respect for you as just a person.
Yeah, and that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's worse. That's much worse.
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck what you got to say or what you did. Fuck you then. You know what I'm saying?
Man. All right, so what's the biggest...
But it hasn't happened much. It hasn't happened much.
So what would be the biggest wow moment?
On Drink Champs?
Both. All of it.
Big.
Wow moment.
Like, the same way you would... The equal opposite of the disappointment, the wow moment that you're there, you're like, that was amazing.
I mean,
there's
obviously he's EFN.
I don't want to downplay, there's been a lot of wow moments.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Yes. And I don't want to downplay any of them. I'm going to give you the most recent wow moment.
Okay.
Like, we had George Clinton.
Word. Yes.
Just having him on is a wow moment.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never in a million years thought that I would have George Clinton on the show.
George
this
Clinton?
This little hip-hop show that we started would have George Clinton, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, like, where everybody in hip-hop is sampling them.
Exactly. Like, this is, and you know what? When I saw it, I had to read it because he shaved.
Yeah.
He's been shaved.
Yeah.
And I didn't I was like, what? George Clinton?
Patti LaBelle was a wow moment. Yeah. And the grace that these people have with their iconic status even makes it worse for when a rapper might come in the room
with a big attitude
and not want to look in anybody's eyes.
Oh my God.
Because these people come with such grace.
But they come from a different time too, you know?
Yeah, but they come from a time where they were even treated like more mega starish. You know, they were showered with stardom, you know, like, oh, we just had the Isley Brothers.
Yo, let me say that. Let me say that again. We just had the Isley Brothers, bro. Ron Isley, Ernie Isley is a blessing.
Amazing. And then he's Ron Isley sat down and goes, I love watching you guys.
I love it.
I don't even know if it's true.
But he said it in that voice, so that's all that matters.
In my mind, he probably watched a couple episodes before he came. But that's how professional he is. He's like, I love watching. Yeah. And it was just so dope, dude. Like,
that is amazing. That's a legend.
Super dope. Legend, super dope, man.
Wow, man.
Oh, I'll give you one that hasn't happened yet, but it's for, like, if you're like a Cuban motherfucker like me, you know, like for my mom and shit. Shout out to I don't even know if I should be saying it, but shout out to Only in Dade.
All right.
Homies hit me up, they're like, yo, we got someone for the show, and then they FaceTime me and it's fucking Emilio Estefan.
Super Miami icon.
They're like, for Drink Champs. No date set. We haven't, it hasn't been worked out. But they call me on FaceTime. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm down. Like, it's just
unbelievable.
Yeah. That's so dope.
Yo, I got something to match that.
With homie, I forget his name. With homie that's on SNL right now. He was on the FaceTime too.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I forgot his name.
Shout out to him because he's repping Miami.
Big time.
Oh my God. We got to remember his name, guys.
Is it?
We cannot be fucking those dickheads right now. That someone that's repping Miami hardcore on a national platform, international platform.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez, that's a big name. That's a big person in the industry, in the business, in the culture.
Emilio is fucking iconic,
moly,
bro.
The only thing I could match to that, I was in a brief discussion with Tommy Mottola.
Oh, no, that's happening.
Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Marcelo
Hernandez.
Shout out to Marcelo Hernandez. He was on the FaceTime as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tommy Mottola. I don't even know if I should be saying any of this shit because it hasn't happened. It hasn't materialized.
But you know what? I'm glad it's mentioned because it's wanted.
It's wanted.
It's something the city
and
needs.
I just think it's dope. It's Miami shit. I'm Cuban, so I'm Cuban shit. So I told my mom, I worked with Willie Chirino once and I don't know how many, like 10 years ago I did some shit with him.
He's still doing
Chirino
it too.
Still doing it.
I told my mom that and my family, and never mind that I had been doing hip hop for 20 years before that. My mother, hey, you made it, you made it. I'm like, I'm just helping him with this new video, bro. Relax.
That is awesome.
But now you made it.
now that you mentioned a historical musician and video, I go back to Garcia on the CHP 30 305 day. Garcia did a video with Sting. That was kind of dope for me.
Sting
when
Sting was
there.
On the video?
Yeah, and a Shaggy.
Oh.
Word.
Damn, I'm acting like I don't remember this shit.
You don't know Garcia? His name is Mike.
Michael Garcia?
Garcia.
Can you introduce me to him?
He's part of Crazy
Hood.
Yeah,
I got you, son. We rap together, and now he does movies and videos. Yo, the nigga's dope.
Nah, yeah. That's
shout out to G.
That's amazing.
Yo, I remember hearing about that video.
Yeah.
So that's dope as fuck, man. But yo, this just out of hand. Like, the way things happen.
I think it's supposed to happen the way it's happening, but we blessed to experience it together. Not you, not me and E alone, but with you and her and 305, because it's new to us. We didn't know we were going to go this far. And E has led the charge, yo. We 11. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's 11 of us in Crazy Hood, and we rocking and rolling, yo.
And that's why I say you got to write a book, E.
I've been writing a memoir with a homie, and I feel bad for homie. We started it 2 years ago, he's pissed because
listen,
I don't I'm not into reading books.
We were here with John Cordero of the Cypher.
Yeah, no.
He just put out his book.
No. Well, is that the second version of the first one he put out?
It's sort of. It's like a condensed version.
Because I bought that one.
It's a new take on it, right?
I wanted more pages for Crazy, but it's okay.
Hey, I wanted to be in it, but it's okay. I'm not in it.
We got one page in.
We got one page.
Who? No.
Just mention me. Yeah. Just mention me once.
That's how much we all just like, come on, please.
Come on, man. 2004, I started.
That's why
we're
here
for, you know?
That's why if you won't humble yourself, life will humble you. Facts,
bro. But you know, it is what it is, bro. I'm just happy. I'm so happy to see what he's putting out.
No, absolutely.
And I don't, you know, shit. Si yo salgo en un lugar. And I see it, I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing. But because I'm like, I humble myself.
Right. And that's what it's all about, bro.
It's
just
a great fucking time.
Enjoying your peers and having fun while you climb a ladder, whether it's a big step or a small step, it's all a step, you know?
And you know, being in the behind the scenes on my own way,
yeah.
And running into Crazy Hood one way or another, and just seeing how everything's worked out. For me is amazing, bro, because it's motivating. You know, it's like you finally have someone from your hood that makes it somewhere.
Right.
And you're not doing dirty shit.
We're living through you guys. You know, so we're happy to see you guys making moves.
Every time we see Swivel Garcia started doing videos, that was left field.
Yeah.
He liked film, starts doing videos. You went from DJ, managing your own crew to managing bigger crews,
right.
Mayday, getting bigger deals.
Right.
Mayday went off to sign off with the biggest label,
yeah.
Strange, you know what I'm saying? Right?
I was a part of it, yeah.
Yeah. And from there, they, you know, shit, shout out Recognizing Burns. And
yeah, I got a gold plaque from
still
that.
Touring,
shout out Super
Fragile with Kendrick Lamar, like
yeah,
in my office right now. Like,
yo, you know what it is? And I tell people, I go, yo, you know Mayday got a song with Kendrick,
yeah.
Right? And they're like, nah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That shit hangs in my...
That's
every
wild.
Time I do... If anybody watches me do interviews on Zoom, you will see that plaque right behind me.
Well, yeah. That's the kind of shit that, for me, it's motivating because you see those around you, your peers, actually doing things, your
right.
colleagues. You're like, yeah, it's not impossible.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And look how crazy normal... it is not impossible, people. We are average people.
We are. Right.
Maybe
that
someone might say below average. I don't know.
Wherever we go, we who we are.
And we've never tried to be anything else but ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, and that's amazing, bro. And I love that about you guys.
It's
you
also
guys
a blessing in the industry, whether it be here in Miami or anywhere else, in different crowd and different type of people. We are. Who you see is what we are. If you ever see us out there, we don't do that Hollywood shit. We absolutely, Eric and Paul, we absolutely EFN and Paul. You feel me?
You almost forgot his name.
I can't sugarcoat my shit anymore. But Crazy Hood is what we do, and we've been blessed to still do it.
And it's Crazy Hood first, always. When I said the BET shit, it was Crazy Hood first. My family was first, meaning my immediate family, my kids and all that. But
yeah.
Crazy Hood was before anything else.
Yeah, fact. And that's, I love that.
Yeah.
And how, do you not see that? Why do you think we don't see more of that?
Fuck if I don't.
It's been 30 years, E. So
right.
What can we envision now? You know, you envisioned all of this. We're 30 years down. What about the next 30 years?
It's tough because, you know, part of me is just like, I'm a father now and I want to raise kids in a quiet way. I don't want my kids involved in certain things.
Are you planning retiring soon?
I don't know. I don't know what. No. Not soon. And there's always my whole coño.
For real, we're all dropping mics over here.
You know, this guy is like, drink your sport. And I'm out. My thing is just always like changing lanes and pivoting in a way that makes sense for my life.
Okay.
That's always been my style.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta pivot. So it's just a matter of pivoting,
adjusting
that it makes sense with my lifestyle. You know, it's just, I want to be a great example to my children, and I want to raise my children in an environment that's productive for them. And I know, look, we all, I mean, I think I can speak for all of us growing up in Miami.
Yeah.
We love Miami, but let's be honest.
It's not the most wholesome place
Miami
to grow up in.
Miami is nothing wholesome, bro.
At all, bro. Nah.
I don't give a fuck where you lived in Miami. From Coral Gables to Homestead to Opa-locka to wherever the fuck, you were exposed to everything.
Everything.
Yeah, you were.
You know, and so, you know, those are just things that I think about as my kids get a little older that I'm starting to think about right now. How do I pivot to change things so that it might, their environment is different?
Do you think you're going to have to leave Miami for that?
I don't know. I mean, I've thought of it already, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you think about it. You leave Miami, by the time you get back, it's not going to look the same.
A lot of people have left Miami still repping Miami. And so I can't be afraid to leave Miami but while repping Miami.
It's true.
Ross is in Atlanta. JT's in Atlanta. And they're all Miami legends. So we got to be, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm definitely looking at grabbing land in other places and doing other things. But at the end of the day, it's what's best for my family is what's best for my family.
Amen to that, bro.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And then...
Crazy hoods forever, ball. Though. You know what I'm saying?
And it's so. For the kids. It's for the kids. Yo, yeah. We got my God. Kids are here. They're adults. Like yeah, it's just.
Shout out to us being fathers, and shout out to Fatherhood Podcast that let us talk.
Yeah. The Fatherhood Podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about that Fatherhood Podcast, man.
Again, it's, you know, you see how much I'm talking about the family. I mean, as soon as I knew I was gonna have a kid, I got with my homies that were already parents, and we just started talking about podcasting from a hip hop perspective.
Yeah.
We felt there's not enough voices in hip hop talking about being fathers, you know, and so that's what we started doing. With nothing, there's no string attached. It's not like, ooh, I hope we make a ton of money.
No,
it's just, let's just do it and let's talk to other like-minded people, and that's what we do.
And how's that going?
I think we've been doing it for like, well, my daughter's 4, so we've been doing it for almost 5 years.
5 years, shout out to Fly Dad Gear.
Yeah, we have a side company that my partner on Fatherhood started a baby bag company
that
turned into he's gonna make all kinds of products, and we're partners in it with him, called Fly Dad Gear.
Holy fuck, that is dope as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that, man.
All good things, all good things.
Huh?
All good things.
As long, yeah, you just gotta keep trying, innovating, and be willing to fail. That's what you gotta keep willing to do.
You're absolutely like right, man.
Nobody does.
But that's
right?
You know what? You're a sports guy. That's a part of winning. It's failing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's losing.
It's the worst part.
Yeah.
But it's the part where you
it's
learn the most.
The necessary part. You know?
I'll tell y'all right now, on a humble, it's good to see EFN now, the dad. Because for the last 30 years, like 20 semi-years, like he's been single. You feel me? Like he ain't had no kid. And your boy right here, I got 6. Just like
I didn't need kids, bro. Look, he's here. And you saw my boy Rich. He got 5.
My boy Rich, he got 5. My man,
we don't need kids.
My man Heckler with Grumpy OG.
4.
He got 4. But it's not what we
So do the math. Bro. That's 15 kids with 3 people out of 11.
And not counting yours.
You're going to be at every one of those birthday parties.
Yeah. It's tiring, bro. No, we stopped going.
It's happened. Yeah, we fuck the party.
Yeah, so stop going. We just send you a gift card.
We kept doing it. But the point is.
You can't go to everybody's birthday party.
I mean, on a humble, I got 4 in their 20s now. And EFN, his oldest is 6.
No, but what? You just made up a fucking number?
How old is he?
4, bro.
He's 4.
Jesus,
so, to me, who got 4 20-year-olds and he got a 4-year-old, like, we dog him and we make jokes because he's an early dad. He's a rookie dad, but he's still a dad, and we respect that he's going through
it. Yeah, I'm the guy that can't go out anymore. They're like, come on, drink chance.
Nori,
sleep chance, baby.
Yo, Nori gave E the illest shout-out on the Lil Wayne episode when he said, yeah, EFN's on paternity leave. It's so dope.
On the dream, I was there at the Lil Wayne episode.
No, it was a Lil Wayne podcast. It was Lil Wayne's show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was Lil Wayne's show.
Oh, because I had just had my son.
Yeah. He was like, when Lil Wayne said, so how are you a fan? And he was like, he's on paternity leave.
He was dissing me. I don't give a fuck, though. That shit don't bother me, bro.
Family first.
Family, 100% first. That shit do not.
That's how real it is.
My saying is this. I'm a full-time parent. No, I'm part-time. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember what it is. It's like part-time, full-time parent, part-time everything else. Something like that. That's like kind of saying that I came up with. Because it's true, man. Like, look, my dad wasn't around for me. I was raised by a single mother. Damn if that's going to be my kid's case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so nothing else matters, man. Nothing else matters.
I'm with them.
As long as I can provide for them.
I got my kids bringing me drinks here in the interview.
And if there's a job in what we do that doesn't provide for them because my lifestyle with my family doesn't allow it, then I pivot. I'm confident in my hustle. That if the hustle that I currently do says, hey man, you, it ain't working out with you, bro, because you a parent, I will. Vete pa la mierda.
Next.
You know?
Next hustle.
I ain't worried about it, bro.
That's what's up, man. Now, so, since you said that Nori was trying to diss you in that.
I don't know if he was.
Would you battle Nori?
Rapping?
Yeah. Maybe.
Nah. Versus.
Nori can still out-rap me for sure. And shout out to my brother Nori. You know, we are the ultimate yin and yang. And it works, you know what I'm saying? And it works.
I like that, man.
Well, Nori's become a staple and an icon here in Miami as well.
Oh, he is a Miamian. He's a Miamian. No matter what. Listen, he moved down to Miami in early 2000s. Okay. And that's when we started our Sirius XM show in the Kendall office.
You still doing that?
No. That was the precursor to how we started to think about possibly doing Drink Champ. That was like in 2007.
Okay.
You know, and he's been living ever since. And I brought him down. I did his first show in Miami, well, Crazy Hood, and it was 1998. Wow. And then we met in 1997, late 97, where he came to Crazy Goods, my store.
Yeah.
With Eddie Giggs and me, we had a store called Crazy Goods, where he did a freestyle for me on my mixtape. So that's how far back we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so dope. Damn, talk about history, bro.
Super crazy. Yep. So it's not like Drink Champs, you know, for anybody that thinks, oh, it's...
Bueno, son 30 años, 30 years.
What the fuck is going on here? No, bro, this is history
plus.
In the making, you know?
Wow, man, yeah, that's a lot of history, bro.
Yeah.
There's no way around that.
Nah, there's no way around it.
Damn, E, you've done it all, bro.
And with the support of Crazy Hood, man. Yo. Without my brothers, none of this would happen.
And he smoked weed.
Absolutely down.
But the last time he smoked
what?
Weed.
What are you saying now, bro?
The last time he smoked weed.
And he smoked weed. Sound like an old lady. And he smoked weed.
Since 97, he ain't smoked a blunt yet.
He sounds like the grandfather of Boondocks.
Yeah, for sure. I tell my kids now.
Like, not just saying shit, bro.
You know, the funniest shit is my kids don't want kids, right? Because they know the shit that I dealt with having more, right? So then they tell me when they do have kids, I tell them, y'all can call me Grandpa.
Nobody Grandpa?
Yeah.
Paul.
Grandpa.
This guy. Dad nobody, jokes.
Nobody love loves
it,
that
love
shit. Nobody loves that joke. That's silent.
But
I share it with y'all. I share it with y'all because it's dope. Instead of Grandpa. Grandpa, I take it. But anyway, that's Crazy Hood 50. You feel me?
Crazy Hood 50, coño. I'm scared.
Start planning for that.
Start planning.
No, listen, yeah. It happens, bro. It's a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
We were young kids and now we're fucking old men. It's just wild. It's time machine shit, man. I tell you, it's fucking wild.
It really is, bro.
It's fucking wild.
It really is. And it just gets better. Like
it does. And that's the other thing. People shouldn't concentrate on the bad times, because if you're working towards a goal and you're going through a hard time, just keep working, because we went through a million bad times, bro. Terrible times. You know, terrible times where I almost gave it all up.
Wow.
You know, like when the economy hit in the 2000s, yeah. You know, with the housing crisis. Yeah. You know, it was almost a wrap, bro. Almost a wrap. But, you know, I felt like I had equity in this game with my connections. And that's another thing that's important is your network.
Yeah.
You know, solid network. Right? Yes. Yeah, you're solid, like having good relationships. That's why being a solid person is important. And I felt like I had equity in this game and we had built so much history. I was like, nah, bro. But everything was telling me to, that's it. Sack out.
I think JT Money ready now. Man,
So just keep going, everybody. Just keep going.
Yeah, man. You always drop great gems.
If you're
man.
Passionate, that is the most important thing. If you do not have a passion for shit, I don't want to hear you as a social media trendsetter. I want to be an influencer because Fulanito does it.
Yeah.
I want to know that your story from high school is like, oh, I've always wanted to do that shit.
Yeah, fact.
Don't be the day that you wake up, oh, that looks amazing. I want to do
that.
After coffee, I'm going to go give
yeah.
it a shot.
Oh, this is hard, but I got passion. No, bro, you're going to fail miserably.
Bro, that is probably one of the best gems ever. And it's the truth. It's a fucking truth. Shit. How many people have you seen just drop dead like that? That they start
many,
something
too
and...
Many, too many.
Wait, imagine how many crews we've seen since we've been in high school trying to do it, man.
I've seen a lot of crews that, and they have the... They try to have that Voltron, Wu-Tang mentality. But the moment the work comes out and you see what you have to do to get from point A to point B. Like, no one wants to go out, try to book their own event, their own anything and pull it out of pocket to be able to invest in themselves to get it going later.
Right.
No one wants to do that. So once that came up, fall flat. Or they'll do it twice, stay in the
it's
red.
Tough. It's tough.
They stay in the red and they drop off. And granted, everyone has their own issues, right? I can imagine. Crazy Hood is just how many people?
It's 11 of us 11. Now. We started like at 15, 20.
So let's say 11 people, that's 11 worlds of their own lives that, you know, they could have anything and everything happen. And
right.
you stay in contact and communicate and,
right.
and you're cohesive. Versus, bro, fulanito de tal gave up, fuck it, bro, me too. I'm just not going to do
it. I went my own way.
Right. You see that way too often,
right?
And that's why I always bring it back to whenever we speak, I bring it back to Crazy Hood, because yo, that shit boggles my mind, bro. Like it's so left field, you know what I'm saying? And to see
especially in Miami, unfortunately, it's tough to say. It's a very hard city to find that kind of unity.
Yeah,
well,
man.
we all came together. This is gonna sound corny, but for the love of hip hop, our origin story and our glue is that we all just love hip hop. And then when I told my friends, which was like 20 of us at the time, I actually want to do it as a career, most of them laughed. Like, that is laughable.
Wow.
Coming from Sunset, Kendall.
Look at
yeah,
me now.
No,
it's not even a bad thing. They weren't wrong for laughing. It was laughable if you think about it. Like, we don't know anybody. You're nobody. You know, I didn't have turntables. I wasn't a DJ yet. I didn't do anything.
I'm in.
You weren't drink champs
I'm in,
yet.
Right. And then I said, the name is Crazy Hood Production. It sounded laughable at that time, too.
Let's go.
You know? And they were all like, and he was the first one in.
Let's go. I'm in.
And okay. then a couple other people. And then, you know, it was like 15, 20, like I said, of a crew that we had. A lot of people dropped out just because they weren't into the music of it. And then, like, the 15, 11, and it narrowed down to 11, and they just stuck with it.
Well, at least the ones that you didn't have to worry about dropped off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a positive thing that they fell off.
Right, but it wasn't a negative thing. They didn't do it out of hatred. They just like, this is not my forte, bro.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm into. Like, my best friend at the time dropped off.
Yeah, I know your dad.
Because he just wasn't really
He was like
it.
My, they, people thought we were twins. That's how much of a best friend he was.
Wow.
And he dropped off.
Yeah, but it wasn't, there's no hate behind it.
No. I mean, it sucked.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you know, because I'm an only
I'm
child,
sure
so he was like
now.
My brother. You know? No, I don't think so. I don't
he
think
must he, be like, damn, I should have gone
nah,
in.
No, let me tell you. He did, that's the thing. He didn't care about music, so he doesn't give a fuck now. That guy lives in the fucking tundra shooting moose in Canada.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He don't give 2.5 fucks about any of this shit. Yeah.
Yo, I love Humphrey. Humphrey and him were paintball friends.
Yeah, we met playing. I almost became a professional paintball player.
What?
Yeah, I almost became a pro.
And then me and E had a conversation about Ice Cube, and he said, okay, fuck the paintball, I'm gonna go to hip hop.
That's not what happened. I just got older, I got into chicks, and
facts,
stopped
don't,
playing paintball.
Don't let them lie to you.
Yo, but that's some strategic shit. I've seen it online.
What, paintball?
Paintball.
Dude, I'm in magazines from back in that era, yeah.
What?
Like, I got sponsored. I almost went to the, I was a junior, pro junior.
Uh-huh.
I almost went to the pro senior teams, which were making $1 million cups. Like,
and you
were,
gave that up
playing.
For hip hop?
Yeah.
Yo.
I mean, because I was a hip hop head, regardless while I was playing paintball, but I was into paintball heavy.
Yeah. That is amazing.
You know, Be Real and them, they play professionally as well.
What?
Yeah, they have a team.
They got their own squad.
Yeah.
That shit is wild.
Yeah.
Yo, we had a mixtape. I can remember this like it was this morning. Volume 26, hosted by Nori. Or maybe it was hosted by Ghostface, Volume 25. The point is, for some reason, I felt motivated. I saw the program, the flyer, the promotion, paintball, Bayside, and I saw Cypress Hill, B-Real team, and I said, yo, E, I'm going to go over there and drop a mixtape. Fuck it, I'm going to find this nigga. And I did it, yo. Eddie Giggs was with me. We walked over to the paintball, like 250 squads. Cypress Hill had their own team. They had their own tent, names everywhere. He was just chilling there, like he just got out of battle. Mass shot up with the paintball. And I was like, what's up? I'm here to represent EFN Crazy Hood. He's a mixtape. And he was like, thank you.
He's a mixtape. But listen, some of the leadership skills I learned was I was the captain of my paintball team.
Uh-huh.
I created my paintball team that went on to win tournaments.
There you go.
Whoa.
No, it's
he was 8 years old.
No, I wasn't.
There
was
you
like,
go, showing
I was like 12,
again.
12 or 13. But that was the beginnings of me having some kind of leadership of bringing in groups of people together from different places.
And not for nothing, on that vibe.
And I know my paintball friends. They're called my paintball friends.
That's
they're
what I was
not.
Gonna say.
They
that's
look
what
different
say.
From crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you still fuck with them.
Yeah.
And they still come around
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they still come around. Yeah, and they're still my
and
friends.
And they're your paintball friends?
I mean, they're integrated, but everybody knows. They just, you look at them and they don't look like crazy hoods.
They look like a paintball team.
They're not hip hop heads, you know?
See, that's the thing. And you know what? I always tell people, I go, look, sometimes people are friends with you because of what you do in this aspect. You know what I mean? But you have friends that they're friends with you because of you.
Yeah.
And it, regardless of anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have rocker friends. They don't give a fuck about hip hop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or friends that are chefs. They don't give a fuck about entertainment.
Yeah, I have a whole brigade of chefs. I'm a chef too.
Yo, dog.
I feel it.
We've been cooking for. I'm with you. I've been cooking for a long time.
Conversation. He don't like when I talk about chef life.
Yo, I'm gonna have to leave you guys on this 24-hour fucking podcast now.
Nah.
I'm gonna go take a piss and get a drink.
That's another project called Line Lingo Podcast. I'm gonna tell you about it.
Right, we talk about that.
Guys,
but
thank
you know what?
Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate you so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you.